It's Monday, October 24th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. On this, well, it's a beautiful day out here in South Florida, a very cold fall day at 73 degrees. So it's time to get all your coats and your sweatshirts out and your long sleeves because it's a cold one out there. Just kidding. So guys, today on the show we're going to discuss, we have a little bit of news. We're also going to discuss a few new products. There's not that much going out there today. I think a lot of people are, a lot of the artisans are starting to transition to winter. So a lot of them have, it's been a little quiet with the news, with the new products, but we have a few. We'll also talk about, let's talk about what scents bring back memories in the discussion of the week segment of the cast. And what I mean by it is what scents will bring back memories, whether they be holiday memories or memories of loved ones or just memories, childhood memories, anything really. What scents do that for you? And I'll go over some that do it for me and some that I've heard from other guys in the past. Our training tip of the week is how to load a Schick injector blade. Now, a couple people have asked me about this in the past, and I made a short, pretty bad quality video a few months ago. I have the video here. It's like a minute long, maybe 2 minutes long, but it's to the point. Shows you how to do it. May not be the best quality, but it does get to the point. So I have that. We'll share that for this week. We'll discuss the meetups, but there aren't too many coming up. So hopefully you guys are planning up some meetups and you guys are getting ready for it. Getting ready for the new year because there's only, I think, about one or two meetups. And we've discussed them several times this past few months. And what's coming up with the podcast? What's our plans for 2017? Wow, can't believe it's already 2017. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So we regret to come to you guys today. We regret to inform you about another vendor going out of ceasing operations, and it's Shaver Heaven of Australia, and they've decided to close their doors. But the move could be temporary. They're saying goodbye for now, but not forever. And you know, we wish them all the best of luck, and just hopefully that everything's working out for them. Now, guys, I know this is kind of old. This is already over a week old, but you know, I'm not going to feed into the whole conspiracy theory why they're going out of business or anything like that. Listen, they're not going out of business. They decided to cease operations. I don't know the reasoning for it. I'm sure there is one. But, you know, we wish them best of luck and not to feed into any negativity or, come to conclusions with this kind of stuff. Because it's not really fair to these guys, you know, to say those type of things. So, Shaver Heaven, good luck to you. Hope to see you back soon in the future. So we do have a few new products that have recently came out. Sterling has released a new brush and razor stands. They have two of them, and I have the link in the show notes if you want to check out the site. Two brand new stands that can hold a wide array of razors and brushes. They are priced around under $20, and they look pretty cool. They're chromed out, nice, two different sizes. So definitely check them out. Really cool, great price. Great addition to your shave den. So that's at sterlingsoap.com. And Phoenix Accoutrements, they've come out with a new razor and a new scent that was pretty interesting. The Prismatic is a new take on an old French razor design that was, it was a design that never really made it to the U.S. So if you're living in the United States, you probably have never heard of this razor. If you are from France, you might have, your grandfather or great-grandfather might have heard of it. Now, this razor is really cool. It's got a scalloped little head design, which helps glide across your face. I do own one of the razors. I was able to get one. Actually, I tested one out for Phoenix and got to try it for a few weeks before it came out. Really impressed with it. I really like the way it shaves. It gives you kind of a better blade angle. And what I mean like that is, I'm sorry, it allows you to get a better angle. It's got more blade exposure and a larger gap in between the guard, so you can kind of get into those harder reach places, and it can customize your angle to your face, so it's almost like shaving with like a straight razor on a stick. Really cool, really not as mild as some of the other razors that I've tried, but it's probably about mid-range. Great shave, and really, really, I like the scalloped head. I don't know if it's functional or if it really is just for looks, but it really feels like it glides over your face. Really nice. Check them out at phoenixaccoutrements.com for the prismatic new take on a vintage safety razor. And also at Phoenix, they released the Cider House 5, which is this is, I believe, the fourth year he's come out with this seasonal scent, and it's basically five essential notes that make up a nice autumn scent. It's more like it reminds you of like a fall day, possibly, you know, walking around in an apple orchard or like a cider mill or something like that. I mean, it really sounds cool. Great description in the notes. But yeah, I could just think about it when I'm looking at the picture, and I could just picture in my head like just hanging out on a fall afternoon. You know, the leaves are turning, they're crunching underneath your feet, and you can just smell the apple in the air and the cider and all the spice and all that stuff. So I'm pretty sure that's what this what they're looking for out of this soap, with the five notes that it does have. It really smells great from what I've seen, and I haven't had this one yet this year, but I have purchased previous years. It's a great soap, really reminds me of fall. So guys, check it out, Cider House 5, and both these items are at phoenixaccoutrements.com. And another really cool item that's come out was Blades Grimm has got a new, they have a new, basically a new Kickstarter that's coming out for a brand new single edge safety razor concept. Now, if you guys have ever heard of Blades Grimm is mainly known for, they do soaps and men's products, but they also are known for their straight razors. They make custom straight razors, really good quality. Really, you know, all made in USA, good stuff, and great team over there. Guys are pretty friendly and very knowledgeable. So check them out at Kickstarter. I have the link in the notes, and check out this new the OCCAM safety razor. Now this razor there's several options if you wanted to purchase one first through the Kickstarter, so you can get guaranteed to get the razor first before everybody else does. And it's really cool, really nice setup. It looks like it's going to take those big artist blades, like kind of like the feather artist blades, and you just load them in. It's got a little loading, like little key for it. Really looks awesome, guys. Very balanced. There's a lot going on with this razor, a lot of research and development. So, you know, give these guys a shout if you're really interested from Blades Grimm. You know, I've seen their work. They really work hard over there. Great people to deal with. So check them out at their website, Blades Grimm, and then you can also check out the Kickstarter here with the link. Both links will be in the show notes. So guys, that's all with the new products coming out this week. If you are a vendor or if you are an artisan, you have some new items coming up, please feel free to email me with my email. It's joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will definitely feature it on the show. I have a list of about 35 vendors that I check weekly, sometimes daily, to see if there are any new items on their sites. I've been checking these out for a while. I have the sheet right in front of me. Yeah, I add some every couple of weeks. I'm up to almost 40 now. Wow, I didn't realize it. Of companies and wet shaving artisans that I check weekly to see if you have new items. So if I'm missing you, if you had a new item, please feel free to email me. joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. So the discussion of the week, what scents bring back memories for you? And these scents could bring back, friends, family, time of the year, something like that. And I'll go over with a couple scents that bring back some memories for me. Now, growing up, my father used an electric razor and didn't wear any aftershave. And to be honest, I am probably closer to the way he feels. I mean, I learned how to shave with an electric razor. I learned how to use several other items that, but I didn't wear aftershave either, and I still really don't wear very much aftershave. I use a lot of, I have tons of soap, but I don't buy too many aftershaves because I really don't wear it too often. But what reminds me, a scent that reminds me of my father would be Afra Pre-Electric Shave, and that's because that's the only product that he showed me how to use before shaving with the Norelco electric razor when I was a kid. So that scent brings back a few memories. It reminds me of my dad, and that's pretty funny because that's really not what shaving a product. But that Afra, I mean, if I ever smell it, and I don't really use it or own it, but if I smell it, it reminds me of basically my childhood learning how to shave. Now, another scent, now for my father, his scent is Skin Bracer by Menon, and that scent reminds him of his grandfather and his father, that and Aqua Velva. So he told me when I asked him about this the other day, he said, what scents do you remember when a kid? He says, oh, the first thing, Skin Bracer by Menon, because that reminds him of his grandfather growing up because his grandfather wore that. So, I mean, it's really cool how when you ask somebody a scent that, you know, what shaving scent that brings back memories, and the first thing they say is, oh, they usually pop up with a scent right away. Now, my grandfather wore a Brute. He wore Brute all the time. So that brings back memories of him and Old Spice he wore too. I remember him wearing Old Spice. So I always have those two in my collection. Even though I don't really wear them, I do just like it because it brings back some memories to me. So guys, what brings back memories for you? You know, what scents do you like? What scents do you, that just really makes you stop in your tracks? Send me an email and let me know what it is, and I'm going to feature it on the show. Send me a story, anything you want. It could be two sentences long. It could be two pages long. And I will feature it on the show and read your story on the next podcast, because I'm really interested in seeing what everybody says about this. I mean, it's really interesting. It's like a fun concept. You know, we're getting into the holidays, and holidays bring back a lot of memories. And, you know, scents don't die, if you know what I mean. They don't leave you. They kind of like, whenever you walk into a room and you smell that familiar scent from your childhood or from somebody that you know, that may have passed away or somebody that was no longer in your life, you stop dead in your tracks and you think, hey, I remember that. And then maybe those memories come back. So what scents bring back memories for you? Guys, email me. You can Facebook message me, anything you'd like. And I'll definitely feature it on the show, and we'll talk about it if you like. And you know what? I'm really interested in seeing what everybody says. So moving along, guys, we have a quick, short video on how to change a blade in a Schick injector. Now, I bought a Schick injector last year for the first time. Never used one. Never had one. And I couldn't figure out how to put the blade in until I went and saw a video. And I saw a bunch of videos. Some of them were like, yeah, a couple minutes long, 4 minutes long. It's long. It's sometimes, you know, the guy's trying to talk more or something like that. I made a video really quick, just to the point, and showing you how to change a Schick injector. And I just want to share you on how you do it. You take the injecting magazine and just basically just, it takes the old blade out. You put the old blade into the back of the magazine and you're good to go. Excuse me. So really, you know, I just made a really quick video on that just to share with you guys, and hopefully you enjoy it. So take a look at the video. If you get any questions, comments, you know, feel free to get to comment to me. But you know, if you do use a Schick injector, you realize that, I mean, that's a good razor. I'm really impressed with Schick injectors. They're not too aggressive. They're really perfect. I like the way they're the lightweight handles of the plastic ones or the Bakelite ones, and the older ones with the yellow handle, that's like the most classic one. I mean, I have one of those. I love it. It really is a great razor. Easy to travel with, easy to shave with, and the blades are easy to change too. You can still find the actual Schick blades sometimes at a drugstore, or you can order them online. They're very easy to find. And you know, just a really good classic razor. I do enjoy using them from time to time. So yeah, check it out, guys. The YouTube link is in the notes. Check out the video and let me know what you think. So ShaveMeetup.com has been getting a little, well, it's been getting a little slow lately, guys. I mean, I've only seen about the same three meetups, and they're coming up. So if you have a meetup or if you're planning a meetup, definitely reach out to these guys. This is a service that they do for free. They will help you set up a meetup, advertise for your meetup, and put it on their site for nothing. So this is just a really, it's just a, the gentlemen on this site are doing this out of, they're really because they love the community and they just want to help out. So it's really nice that you could find, you know, some free, basically services that will, and guys that will actually talk to you, help you set it up, and then advertise it for you free on their site. So guys, if you're doing a meetup, if you're doing a small meetup, or if you're planning on doing a meetup, reach out to shavemeetup.com and put it on the site, because as of right now, there's only three on there, and you have the, we have the big one, the Shave Collectibles Meetup, which is actually just passed this weekend. It just passed. It's actually going on Saturday and Sunday. This show is actually, it's recorded in advance, but I'm recording this on Saturday night. So this show is going on right now. So October 22nd, 23rd. This is the big one. Check out the website from this, shavemeetup.com. Look at the information and look at the pictures. This is going to be incredible. This is probably going to be one of the biggest ones they've had. It's their 13th annual meetup. So check it out, guys. Shavemeetup.com. The next one coming up will be in South Florida. It's in West Palm Beach. November 12th, the South Florida Wet Shavers End of the Year Bash. Now, I've mentioned this site, this group many times. Remember, it's a restricted group. They only allow members from South Florida, most of Florida, to join. But they have a sister group called the Wise Wet Shaver, which allows everyone to join. So check them out. I'm pretty sure if you want to go to that meetup, they'll let you in and you know, give them a ring or an email or a message there. That will be on the November 12th in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then we have the Medina, Ohio Shave Meetup. That's on November 15th, and that's in Medina, Ohio. Looks pretty good. Some more information on there, too. So, guys, check that out. The remember, all of these on shavemeetup.com. Your 1-2 source for setting up and advertising for a Shave Meetup. Really cool. So, what's in store for the podcast coming up? Well, guys, we have the holiday gift giving guide. That's going to be on the Sharpologist site. So you want to check that out. I believe that's coming up in the next month or so. The holiday gift giving guide. Check out that for Sharpologist.com. That's going to be really interesting. Mantic 59 is going to do something really good for that. Every year, I believe there's a nice setup for the holiday gift giving for the gift giving season. Put it that way. We'll also be doing our winter seasonal guide in the first or second week of December, if not a little bit sooner, where we're going to go over all the winter, kind of like our fall seasonal guide, all the winter seasonal soaps, scents, and all that stuff. There's going to be a ton. I'm sure the artisans are working nonstop right now to get ready for that and have that stuff ready to go. And then we're going to discuss our plans for 2017. We're going to do that in the last show of December, the New Year's special. And I have some ideas for 2017, what we're going to do for the podcast and what we're going to feature. I feel that I think the new layout of the podcast has been working, doing meetups and doing basically like a set little thing of new products and everything. Getting a lot of positive feedback on that. I know you guys really want to see some more interviews, and I'm working on that at the moment. This time of the year is a little tough for me because I am working. I am a retail manager, so this is busiest time of the year for myself, for work wise and for wet shaving as well. So we'll be working on that for 2017 and a couple other ideas, a couple other trips I'll be taking so I can take a look at some really cool places and new items that we'll be trying as well. So guys, also, if you have any ideas for 2017, you want to see stuff featured, or you want me to contact somebody to interview, reach out to me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will get to them and see what I can do, and hopefully I can get a good interview or something going on. I've had a lot of requests for certain frienders, and I am working on all of them at the moment. I just will have to push it off for another month or so, just so I can really concentrate and get some really good content out there. But you know, let me know how you think about anything about the podcast. If you want to see change, or if you want to see something new, or anything like that, feel free anytime to send me a message. So guys, that's all I have for you this week. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show. But we're going to be doing a lot of stuff coming up in the next few weeks with some new products coming up that I know of. And we have that winter seasonal guide coming up as well. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. And I'd like to say special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for all the work he does for the wet shaving community and for letting us use his platform. Most of all, guys, I want to thank you for listening every other week to my voice and having you guys make it worthwhile. You make the podcast a lot of fun. I really enjoy reaching out to everyone, and just want to say, as I say every week, thank you for listening and thank you for being there and thank you for all your comments and concerns. And guys, don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for some interesting tips and wet shaving stories. And, well, don't forget to join us. I've been on the Wet Shavers Roundtable with several other wet shaving guys and vendors and all that good stuff. Mark was on it last week, too, with me. So we try to do this every Saturday. I try to be on there as many shows as I can. And the wetshaversroundtable.com. And that's every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So guys, check it out and register. You can register usually a day or two before. And it's basically a wet shaving talk show that we just go over some trends and some stuff. And it's really to help out the newbies and the guys just starting out. There's always an open question or question and answer session. And then sometimes we'll do some interviews on there and everything. So I've been on a few of them. Really interesting, having a lot of fun with the guys on there. So check them out, wetshaversroundtable.com. That's every Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next show will be November 7th, 2016, with some really cool stuff coming up. So guys, again, thank you for listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. And remember, shave straight and shave safe. See you next time.